This is topic 1.14. You need to be able to analyse and interpret data on the possible significance for health of blood cholesterol levels and levels of high-density lipoproteins, HDLs, and low-density lipoproteins, LDLs. You need to describe the evidence for a causal relationship between blood cholesterol levels, total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol, and cardiovascular disease. So cholesterol is a steroid, okay? It has a number of rings, a long fatty acid chain type thing, hydroxyl groups, methyl groups. You can see the molecule on any good website if you type in cholesterol. It has a number of functions other than making our lives miserable. We'd be absolutely lost without it. It establishes the permeability of the plasma membrane and the fluidity. It's involved in the synthesis of bile acids and steroid hormones. So we wouldn't have things like cortisol, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone. It also is used in the synthesis of fat-soluble vitamins, so A, D, E, and K. Okay. Cholesterol is only slightly soluble in water, so it's transported in the blood plasma with lipoproteins. Okay, so these are little round vesicle-type entities which contain lipids and proteins. Okay, so it's a single layer. Not to be confused with things like liposomes. If you increase the protein content, that increases the density of the lipoprotein. So the high-density lipoproteins have a large protein content. And if you increase the cholesterol content, then you're decreasing the density. So that's our low-density lipoproteins and very low-density lipoproteins, so LDLs and VLDLs. This is the bad type of lipoprotein. Okay, so VLDLs carry newly synthesized triglycerides or lipids from the liver to the adipose tissue. So, that's that. When they say a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips, it's the VLDLs that are responsible for sticking it on the hips. The LDLs are carrying cholesterol from the liver to the adipose tissue. So this is where we get our bad cholesterol. So cholesterol is being taken to be stored as well. HDLs carry cholesterol from the adipose tissue to the liver. So this is good cholesterol. Okay, this is cholesterol that can be used to synthesize other things now. It can be broken down, it can be disposed of. LDLs carry cholesterol to the cells and bind it with the cell membranes. So the excess gets left in the blood, and that's where it can start forming atheromas. HDLs return cholesterol to the liver to be metabolized, and they can actually remove the cholesterol from fatty plaques. So that's quite a useful thing to have around. You want lots of HDLs, you don't want the LDLs, because they're taking cholesterol away from the liver and they're allowing the excess to go into the blood. So that's basically the link between the HDLs, LDLs and cholesterol. The more cholesterol you have, the more likely it is to form an atheroma. The more LDL specifically you have, the more likely it is to form an atheroma. So this is the link that you want to look at when you're describing a causal relationship. Okay, causal relationship is more than just a correlation. Okay, a correlation means you've noticed that as X increases, so does Y. When you're looking at causation, you're looking at X increases because Y has this effect on X. Okay, so it's important that you're looking at relationships like that to see if you can identify that causal link. Okay.